Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
You're listening to Circle of Happiness, an empowering sleep meditation by Trax to Relax. This audio session is designed to help you relax and fall asleep. Therefore, never listen to this recording while doing anything that requires your attention. So let's make sure that you are nice and comfortable in a place where you can enjoy a deep, peaceful sleep. And when you're ready to relax completely, simply allow your eyes to close now as you take a nice deep breath in, feeling your chest expand. Hold it for a moment and then exhale, feeling that air leave your lungs as you sink down into the surface that's supporting your body, and begin to relax. Letting any built-up tension within you to be exhaled with each breath. That's right. Take nice, deep, slow breaths now. As you begin to let the muscles in your arms and legs relax. Breathing in and out at a time and pace that helps you to relax more and more. With each and every breath in and out. And in a few moments, I'm going to be asking you to use your imagination in a powerful and empowering way. And as I describe certain things to you, I want you to know that you don't have to see them clearly in your mind. Most people don't, but being aware of what I'm describing and pretending or imagining that it's real is enough. For example, if I asked you to picture your car or a car of someone you know in your mind, you may not see it clearly, but you certainly know what it looks like. And if I asked you to imagine that same car painted with yellow and pink polka dots, I'm sure at some level in your awareness you can imagine what that would look like. And that ability to imagine is certainly enough for this meditation. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine that you are sitting on a bench in a park somewhere. Imagine it's a beautiful day and the sun is shining overhead. And you can feel the warmth from it on your face and body. The temp temperature of the air around you is perfectly comfortable. And perhaps there's just a few clouds floating along in the blue summer sky. You've come to this place for a special experience. And the bench you are sitting on overlooks an open grassy area of the park. Some trees surround the perimeter of this open area, but the area itself is clear of any obstructions. Interestingly, in the middle of this open area of the park, a large chalk circle has been drawn on the grass. The circle is about 10 feet in diameter. And in the center of this circle is a chair with someone sitting in it. And this person in the chair is a person that looks and sounds like you. But it's not you, because you are sitting here on the bench and observing that person. One of the things you notice is the color of that person's hair and what they are wearing in the park as they sit in that chair. And as you continue to observe them, you notice that they are sitting straight up in that chair with their shoulders back and their head held high. Confidently aware of everything around them. This person looks confident, and the smile on their face leaves no doubt that they are happy and content. Indeed, the person in this chair has learned a few things about creating their own happiness and contentment. This person learned long ago that worrying about things that are out of their control is a waste of time, focus, and effort. And since deciding some time ago to let go of all of that, doing so freed up a tremendous amount of resources that they have learned to direct towards themselves in order to provide themselves with the self-care they need. They decided that in order to help other people and to feel happy and content, they needed to stop letting things they can't control make them feel anxious and bad. They learned to keep their focus within their own circle and only allow people in that circle that are worthy, supportive, and make them feel good. Yes, this person has learned as well that the way they hold their body, their physiology, has a great impact on their mood and how they feel. They discovered that when they hold their chin up and their shoulders back, they feel powerful and confident, more awake and conscious of the things going on around them they learned how to attract the circumstances, people, and things they need into their lives. By eliminating that stuff that was making them feel bad, or that they can't control. And now, they feel empowered with the knowledge that their resources are now directed to the things they can control and influence in their life. They learned that getting what you want takes more than hoping and dreaming. It takes action, a positive mindset, and physical energy to do the things necessary to turn dreams into reality. So they do something every day to keep their body strong and healthy, including using meditation to fall asleep and stay asleep longer, so that each and every morning they have the energy to get up and get their day started with excitement and unlimited possibilities. Yes, this person that looks and sounds like you, sitting over there, has let go of things that seemed important, but were really just a distraction. And they chose to recognize this by asking themselves, can I influence or change this situation? Or is it something that is outside my circle of influence? And as you continue to sit on the bench, watching this person and perhaps wondering how all this information is flowing to you, you may become aware in a moment, if you haven't already, that somehow this person and yourself are connected at a level far below the surface of conscious awareness. Yes, your unconscious mind and theirs are somehow destined to share this information today, here in the park. And in a moment, you may notice that you have an uncontrollable urge to rise from the bench and approach this person and speak with them. But before you do, you somehow sense that this person has made one other important change. They no longer allow their internal voice to say things to them that are not empowering, uplifting, or inspiring. That's right. When this person hears that voice inside their own head that says, I can't do that, or I don't know how, or even worse, demeaning things, they now say back, thank you for sharing, but I got this. Or they change the statement they're hearing to, I can't do that yet, but I am learning. or I don't know how to do this yet, but I am open to learning and expanding my abilities. They literally trained their internal voice to praise them and provide positive feedback and input. And that has made a massive difference in their life and their ability to move outside their comfort zone. So now you get up from where you're sitting on the bench and walk over to the outside of the chalk-drawn circle. And you say to the person inside on the chair, "Excuse me, can I speak with you for a moment?" And this person opens their eyes and says, "Why, of course you can. I've been here waiting for you, waiting to give you access to all I have learned to improve my life and be happy. Please step inside the circle." You step inside the circle and they stand up from their chair they were sitting in. They take a few steps closer to you and then step out of the shoes they are wearing. They place them in front of you. "Step into my shoes," they say. You slip off your own footwear and take a few steps forward, slipping your feet one at a time into their shoes. And as soon as they are both on your feet, you close your eyes for a moment and see, hear, and feel everything they have learned as all those resources flow from the shoes into you and become part of you, part of your mind and body. Perhaps you can feel that positive energy, happiness, and calmness flowing into your feet, up your legs, and into your core, directly to wherever they're needed within you. Now, and after a few moments of enjoying this wonderful experience, you once again open your eyes to discover this person still standing there, smiling. And they say to you, "If you desire to make these positive changes in your life, then embrace me now." And they reach out their arms and step toward you. And you step forward. And you embrace them. And feel an incredible sense of love and caring. You somehow magically pull them inside of yourself, and the two of you become one powerful, happy, and content person. You sit down in the chair in the middle of the circle and are surprised at just how comfortable that chair is. Perhaps You'll sit here a while. Close your eyes and allow all these things to integrate within you. So continue to enjoy this place for a while as you gently drift off into a lovely sleep, if you haven't already. That's right. Sleep now. Sleep now. Sleep.